Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
So, how many congressmen does it take to screw in an energy-efficient light bulb? Well, last year, House Majority Leader Nancy Pelosi set a goal for the House of Representatives to be carbon neutral by the end of the 110th Congress. That's just 6 months away. So how are the lawmakers doing? Dan Beard is the House Chief Administrative Officer, and he's in charge of greening the Capitol. He joins me from our studio on the Hill. Mr. Beard, welcome to Living on Earth.
Thank you very much. It's wonderful to be with you.
So how's the greening going?
It's going very well. As you said in your introduction, we set a goal of being carbon neutral in our operations by December of this year, and we will make it. I think we will make it several months in advance of that. And the second goal we set was to reduce our energy consumption by 50% over the next 10 years, 5% a year for 10 years. And the first year, we reduced our energy consumption by 6%. So we feel pretty good about the progress we're making.
Well, it was George Washington who laid the cornerstone for the Capitol building way back in 1793. And I know it's gone through many changes since then. It's been burned down. It's been expanded. But it's still an old, drafty building, as I recall. I used to work there.
Yes, it's very old and very drafty. The House of Representatives has 6 million square feet of office space. Our half of the Capitol is the oldest building, 1793, and gives you an idea of the kind of antiquated infrastructure we have to work with. But you can do it if you have a commitment to it.
So how do you do it? I mean, you've got this old power plant that's dedicated to powering the Capitol building, and historically almost half the power comes from that facility. It comes from burning coal.
We quickly developed a plan. We assessed and calculated our carbon footprint. And the first thing we did was to decide to purchase electric power only from renewable sources. The second thing we did was direct the architect of the Capitol, who runs the Capitol power plant, to burn only natural gas to meet our needs. And then the last thing we did for this year anyway is we've bought some carbon offset credits and retired them. And all three of those together will make us carbon neutral well before our deadline of December.
So solar panels on the top of the Capitol Dome?
Not quite. But we are working to light the Capitol Dome with energy efficient lighting, LED lights. The Capitol is a symbol of democracy. It's one of the most recognized buildings in the world. And there's something very satisfying to think that it'll be lit with energy-efficient lights. And our operating costs, yearly operating costs for lighting the dome will decrease by 50% as a result of installing those lights. Everything that we're doing saves money. It ultimately results in savings to the taxpayer. And I think that that's the right thing to do. I think it's irresponsible not to do it. For example, compact fluorescent light bulbs. You know, we directed our facilities manager to replace 30,000 light bulbs in the House of Representatives. We will save $120,000 a year on our lighting bill as a result of installing those compact fluorescent light bulbs. Over a 10-year period, $1.2 million. The savings are real and they're very significant. And it takes place quickly in the case of compact fluorescent light bulbs, it takes 4 months for them to repay the cost in terms of energy savings, and on the fifth month, you're making money. There are lots of other things that you can do, such as we have reduced our run time on our air conditioning system. Our buildings are open 24/7, but we have turned up the air conditioning. I think that's the right phrase, or turned it down. We've made it warmer in the middle of the night. And we just changed our run times, and we got a 15% savings in our electric bills. We've got a lot of things to do in front of us. There's a lot of things we could be doing, but we're very excited about it.
Well, lawmakers are a lot like an army. They operate on their stomach. You serve a lot of food there. What, if anything, are you doing to green your cafeterias?
We serve 230,000 meals a month. All of those food service facilities are now green. We have banned styrofoam and plastic, and all of the utensils you use, the plates, the cups, all the flatware, everything is compostable. And the result is that we have reduced our contributions to landfills by 50%. Also, our food service operation is emphasizing locally grown products within a 150-mile radius of the capital. So that saves on transportation costs for food items, and the food is fresher.
But it seems like it takes more than physical changes. You've got a lot of people working there. You got to change behaviors.
I think that's probably our biggest challenge. We've switched now to only using 100% post-consumer recycled paper. We did a contract with Zipcars, and we now have Zipcars located in our garages, and those are available to our staff. But their daily lives are changing, too. I mean, we are trying to move computer servers out of individual offices, because what we found is by having servers in offices, they tend to heat up the offices so much, then you have to turn up the air conditioning to cool it, and, you know, you've just created a larger problem.
Well, Mr. Beard, thank you so very much. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it anytime.
Dan Beard is Chief Administrative Officer for the U.S. House of Representatives. Though the Capitol building may be growing ever more green, just down the street at the White House, there's a different perspective. The president says we're addicted to oil and should drill off our coast to get it. So we leave you this week with a song from the Capitol Steps.
Demand is up, supplies are down. What I want is like crude and brown. I crave oil to get my kicks, attack the rack to get my fix. I love oil, oh, every ounce, nuclear I can't pronounce. When my twins go out for fun, I say don't drive, take Air Force One. Oh, we can't conserve it, we are just way too spoiled, oh yeah. Globe is heating up, you know it's starting to boil. Gonna have to face it, we're addicted to oil.
On the next Living on Earth, a new book says you should protect biodiversity as if your life's at stake, because it is.
So it's imperative that people understand the biodiversity, the variety of life out there, is connected to their own health, so that they think about it in terms of how it may affect the species that their health depends on.
Biodiversity, what's in it for you? Next time on Living on Earth.